This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2022 special was brought to you by Mars Singh. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
9:20, Tuesday, November the 2nd, and of course, you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, as we know, Budget 2022, the government has decided to give full exemption of import duties, excise duties, as well as sales tax for electric vehicles as it seeks to support the local EV industry. So these announcements made by our Finance Minister, Tunku Datuk Sri Zafrul Tunku Abdul Aziz, in his budget presentation in Parliament, said that the government sees the potential of EVs to help reduce air pollution.
As such, to support the development of the local EV industry, the government is proposing that EVs be completely exempt from import duty, excise duty and sales tax. Now, EVs will also benefit from a road tax exemption of up to 100% under the proposal, while an income tax relief of up to 2,500 ringgit will be provided on the cost of purchasing and installing, renting or taking up higher purchase facilities, as well as subscription payments of EV charging facilities. So will this spur local EV players in the market?
For more on this, we have on the line with us Eddie Du, analyst with RHB Research. Now, Eddie, before I get into the EV announcements, I want to ask you about the government's plan to extend the sales and service tax holiday. Was that a surprise to you? And does this mean that you have had to adjust your total industry vehicle forecast for 2022 then?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on. The extension on the SST holiday is not a surprise for us, as we had previously flagged that MAA has been in talks with the government for another extension. Instead, what came as a surprise to us is the timing of the announcement. So we were initially expecting it to be announced towards the end of the extension period, December in this case, which is in line with the previous SST extension announcement, which kind of makes more sense as you don't want to derail the final sales run-up towards the end of the SST exemption when consumers, you know, are rushing to get their vehicles. With this announcement coming 2 months earlier than what we have initially anticipated, we think that our FY21 TIV assumption of 500,000 is not achievable given the new expectations of a weaker run-up in the end of the SST exemption. So following that, we have actually revised our FY21 TIV assumption downwards to 470,000 and FY22 TIV assumption upwards to 540,000. Our view remains largely unchanged. We think that the extension in SST exemptions to June will not be as effective as before. This is because consumers intending to take advantage of this discount will have already done so in the past 16 months, in our view, at least. Despite that, we are forecasting a higher 540,000 units for FY22, and this implies a 15% year-on-year growth. And because we think that, you know, environmental conscious consumers have been waiting for the EV incentives and may now be finally able to take advantage of it.
So who are the beneficiaries of this? Because global auto players are still facing supply shortages, right?
Okay, in terms of stocks under our research coverage, right, we would say Burma's Auto and partly UMW. As for Burma's Auto, the main brand contributing to their earnings is Mazda, and the chip supply shortages is limited to its CBU models. So comparatively less of a concern in our eyes, as they are not a big volume seller to begin with, and Burma's Auto have the lowest break-even cost amongst its peers due to its asset-light business model. And as for UMW, the chip shortages issue are quite contained on Toyota as far as we are concerned, and we understand that the impact of supply shortages only occurs on non-volume models. But we can't say the same for its 38% Produa associate, as recent production data still shows a slow recovery compared to its peers.
So Eddie, let's shift to the budget announcements on electric vehicles. I want to know, how progressive are these measures compared to some of our peers in the region?
Okay. Well, we think this is a great start, despite being late compared to peers in the region. Kudos to the government for giving out full exemptions on import duties and excise duties, and also the SST exemptions and up to 100% of the road tax exemption for electric vehicles, which we kind of, you know, define it as to be exclusive for battery electric vehicles at this juncture. However, we are still, in fact, still behind the curve as incentives given to auto sector in neighboring countries extend beyond trying to reduce the prices of electric vehicles. Say, for example, Thailand, detailed promotional packages as well as incentives which covers a comprehensive range of EVs are being offered not just only to consumers, but also to automakers to attract investments in the EV space. And if this will eventually, you know, drive the local EV adoption. We continue to await the low carbon mobility blueprint, where we understand that the use of low carbon alternatives will be promoted in Malaysia.
Now, have you done any estimates to how much EV vehicles will cost now with these measures?
I think the simplest way, the easiest way to look at this is to compare the car prices to those in Langkawi. So generally, they are 15 to 25% cheaper than prices in Peninsula. So for example, Mini Cooper SE, I think it costs around 210,000 in Peninsula Malaysia, but just shy of 170,000 in Langkawi. And this is a 19% difference. So from that, we think a good range to base off expectations is 15 to 25% discount.
Eddie, how much do you see this leading to strong EV adoption in the country though, all these policy changes? Or does more need to be done? Or is it the distributors that will now have to step up and sell these cars?
I would say it's a good starting point for now, but both need some more work. So from a policy perspective, more clarity and transparency is needed, which is still lacking in our domestic scene at current juncture. Also, one of our concerns is on the PHEV market, so the plug-in hybrids. We think that this PHEV will still have a place in Malaysian market, given the relatively low oil prices and the still limited charging infrastructure in Malaysia. And PHEV will likely to act as a stepping stone for the transition into battery electric vehicles. But with this tax, this duty and tax exemptions given exclusively to battery electric vehicles, it may kind of be tough for the plug-in hybrids to compete against battery electric vehicles in terms of pricing.
And so,
let me continue. But giving incentives, you know, to car buyers is just one side of the equation. There is also a need to roll out charging infrastructures into public spaces and a need to, you know, update the local planning regulations to compel developers to factor in charging infrastructures into future residential and commercial developments. Because at the end of the day, you know, charging mostly happen in office or at home. And right now, the number of charging infrastructures in these places are still limited and may not necessarily be available to apartment dwellers. We hope, you know, details will be revealed in the low carbon mobility blueprint. And only with that in place, distributors and auto manufacturers can have a more transparent auto policy to base their investment decisions on.
And Eddie, very, very quickly, a name if you were to buy EV, what stock would you look at?
We would say Sime Darby. We still have a neutral sector call for the auto sector, given our bearish recovery outlook on the local TIV. Sime Darby, because of given that the group has a wider selection of EVs in Malaysia, as well as a solid pipeline of BEVs launches through the brands it represents, and also the exposure to regional markets with comparatively more robust recovery outlook.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Sorry to interrupt you, though. That was Eddie Du, research analyst at RHB, giving us his view on the auto sector. His top buy for EV is Sime Darby. Keep it here. BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2022 special was brought to you by Marsing. Reinvent spaces. Enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.